So let's review. Our shir began with what is known as the sugya of Reb Chanina Sgana Kehanim, which deals with many halachas of tumah and tahara. Zok the Mishnah, Reb Chanina Sgana Kehanim Omer, Mimeim shel Kehanim lo imanu melisroif es habaster shenitma bevlar hatuma im habaster shenitma be'ava tuma af al pishu meisifin tuma al tumasai. In all the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kehanim would not refrain from burning kachin meat that became tumah from bevlar hatuma, rendering it tumah on the lower level, with kachin meat that became tummy from an avatumah, rendering it tummy on a higher, even though the meat on the lower level of tumah will become tummy on a higher level by its contact with the other meat during the burning process. The Gemara asks, the meat that became tummy from a vlad hatumah is a sheino tumah, and the meat that became tummy from an avatumah is a rishon tumah. My meisiv tumah tumasa ika. What increase in tumah is there? Contact with the rishon would only make it a sheini, which it already is. I'm Rav Yehuda. Hacha bevlad vlad askinen. Rav Yehuda explains that when the Mishnah speaks of meat that had become tummy from a vlad hatumah, it was actually referring to meat that had become tummy from a sheni, and there's therefore a shlishi. Contact with the rishon will increase its tumah to the level of a sheni. The Gemara questions how the kachin meat can become tummy from other kachin meat at all, considering that there is a principle of ein oichel metame oichel. Solid foods cannot be metame other solid foods. Liquid cannot be metame other liquid. Tumah of food can only be transmitted in alternating fashion. Solid to liquid, liquid to solid. The Gemara gives three possibilities. First, perhaps the rule that food cannot be metame other food applies only to chulin, or, according to one opinion, to truma as well. But in kachim food, it can be metame other food. Second, perhaps there was some liquid on the meat which also become a rishon, and it is the liquid that is metame the other meat. Finally, maybe the halacha that food cannot be metame other food is only on the deraisa level. But midrabanan, food can be metame other food. The Mishnah continues, Ha'isiv Rebbe Kiva v'amar, mimeim shel kahanim, lo imanu melahadlik es ha'shemet shenifsal betvul yoyim, b'neir shenitma betmei meis. Rebbe Kiva adds that the kahanim would light oil of truma that had become tame from betvul yoyim, who has the status of a sheni, rendering the oil a shlishi in a ner that had become tummy from a tmei meis, who is an avatoma, rendering the lamp a rishon. This would raise the oil from a shlishi to a sheni. The Gemara asks, Hainuhach, Rebbe Kiva does not seem to be adding anything to that which Rebbe Chanin Zagan HaKanim had already taught, that a shlishi may be raised to a sheni. I'm Rebbe Yehuda, Hacha b'ner shel matchas askinan. We're dealing with a metal lamp, which when it touches an avatumah, does not become merely a rishon, but an avatumah, based on the principle of cherev harehu kechavel. Metal objects that touch a dead body, or something that became tummy from a dead body, becomes tummy on the same level as the item from which it became tummy. The chiddush of Rebbe Kiva is therefore that the shlishi may be burned with an av, raising it two levels of tumah to a rishon. Amar Rava, Shema Mina. Ksavir Rebbe Kiva, Tumas Mashkin, Latame Acherim, Dai Raisa. Rava points out that Rebbe Kiva clearly holds that liquids have the ability to be metame other things on a Dai Raisa level. This is Machlekes later in the Perek on Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph. Otherwise, there would be no chiddush in allowing the Shemen to become a Rishon Latumah, because even as a Rishon Latumah, since it is a liquid, it would not be able to be metame anything else mid Dai Raisa, as it was not able to be metame as a Shlishi. This would not be considered an increase in tumah. We cannot say that the chiddush isn't allowing it to become a rishon, and it will now be able to be metame other things midrabanan, which it cannot do as a shlishi, because the oil would become a rishon midrabanan, even if the ner was only a rishon or a sheni, based on the principle of kol ha'pois lesa truma mitame mashkan liyis tchila. A sheni which can disqualify truma makes all liquids a rishon. It must be that Rebbe Kiva assumes that when the oil becomes a rishon from the ner matchis, it can now be metame other things midai raisa.